Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. This is your host, Alice Fraser, speaking. The Alice Fraser from the dimension you're listening now. Yes, me, this one. As you probably know, these episodes of The Last Post come into my inbox via a glitch in the space-time continuum, and I distribute them to you throughout the week. For listeners who can't keep up with a daily dose of first-rate satire, every Saturday I bring you a roundup of the best moments from the week. Today's episode marks the 5th of September, the 249th episode of 2020, this most glorious of leap years. Coming up, you'll be comfortably traversing through stories from the week when children went back to school in the UK, including news about journalists, electoral candidates, and arts in crisis. But we get things underway with Monday's episode 244, some swing states news from Commandante NATO Green in an episode which contained some revolutionary comedy from the excellent Alice Fraser.
The way to win a swing state is pandering. Hey now, you pretend to have a personal connection to the most superficial thing about that state that you can get from 2 minutes on Google, and that's how you win elections. Let me show you how it works. Michigan, what's up? Vote for me. My first car was a Ford. I get you. Wisconsin, vote for me. I also like cheese curds and beer cheese and cheese beer. Pennsylvania, Philly, go Eagles, and Rocky. Let's fight with fists. Arizona, is that a Mexican? Get him. Florida, vote for me, Florida. Blam, 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 blam. Just shooting in flip-flops.
And now to Tuesday, episode 245, where inherited heiress and online sensation Aditi Mittal had some news about the state of journalism in 2020, specifically in India. The episode also featured some sparkling post-colonial comedy from Alice Fraser.
Journalists have conventionally been held in a high regard because we know from being ourselves that speaking the truth in the face of power is a madman's endeavor. In India, in the 1970s, for example, journalists could be the most poorly dressed people at family parties and they'd be like, yeah, you know, he's above showering. He's a truth teller, a voice of the people, the ideal of idealism. It was that time when they coined adorable adages like the power of the pen. Since the advent of electronic media and the corporate ownership of this media, that pen has ostensibly dried up, and who the hell is actually using ink these days? Like, the generation after Generation Z is not going to know about ink unless they're in a tattoo. The new type of journalist now, a ventriculist's dummy, who's got the hands of its corporate owners and their political friends so far up its ass, it makes shit come out of its mouth. They're now better, if not as well-dressed as the richest person at the family gathering, very often being the person footing the bill for the food at family gatherings. Whether it's vile anti-Islamic rhetoric, calling citizens who demand their rights terrorists, or simply gaslighting a population into an uneasy and yet welcome complacency, journalists in 2020 have been busy.
And on Wednesday, in episode 246, Tiff Stevenson brought in a very special guest, her friend Henrietta Mouthpiece, as children across the UK prepared to go back to school. As ever, Wednesday's episode contained some very aristocratic comedy from Alice Fraser.
There's been a lot of chat about A-level results and children getting very upset about not doing well in their exams. Look, I failed miserably at my exams at Cheltenham Ladies College, and look at me now. I'm so hugely successful. Honestly, all it took was 1 year at the Swiss Finishing School for Feisty Ladies. That finishing school is actually in Wimbledon, where they send well-connected gals like me who are pregnant, opinionated, or not academically bright. Sometimes all three. Then it's on to an unpaid internship at one of the big rags. Aunt Mimsy got me in at Harper's Bazaar, and 20 years later, here I am, an opinion maker, and still absolutely loaded. Parents are worried about their children being in overcrowded classrooms, which is which is short for ridiculous for those in the know, and I do know. Just send your child to public school and the classes will be much smaller. I mean, it seems very obvious to me.
And tech billionaire Josh Gondelman made an appearance on Thursday's episode, that was episode number 247, to deliver some innovative ideas for Bob the Sentient Trash Island's presidential campaign. It also featured some groundbreaking punchlines from Alice Fraser.
Bob the Sentient Trash Island and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, his running mate, realized that their path to victory, they consider, is not through the American left, but through the American center. So they've come up with kind of a couple...
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Really dynamic ideas that they think can really capture the center. Number one, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is considering lifting Bob, the sentient trash island, up and rolling him down the center of America, just crushing whatever is in his path as kind of just a crushing physical centrism that I think would really be something that America would get behind or underneath. And then they've also considered just fully merging with the Republican Party. That way they don't have to worry about getting their difficult legislation passed, and they win all the time because they're merged and created one unified party.
And to wrap up the week, time doctor and hands-on historian Matt Kirshen appeared on Friday's episode 248, with some news about arts in crisis. This episode thankfully included some very historical jokes from Alice Fraser.
I don't know if you've noticed, Alice, but there's a pandemic going on right now. And
you are?
Yeah. A lot of people pointed out at the beginning of the pandemic in the arts world that Shakespeare wrote King Lear during the plague. And I let that personally inspire me. So, you know, I'm a writer myself. I got down to it. I spent 4 months solidly writing. And then I found out no one cares about the second man to write King Lear. Yeah, if you hand in something that's basically King Lear, I mean, the only difference is, of course, that it doesn't have the car chase in my version, because I'm an artist. I'm not one of those Hollywood sellouts like Billy S. So I will say the big advantage of being a time scientist is I was able to go back with my King Lear to give Shakespeare a piece of my mind, and a Nintendo Switch to keep him distracted through the plague, so I would be the only King Lear writer in history, which... nearly worked. He was thoroughly distracted, but I accidentally left behind a copy of my King Lear, minus the car chase. And you know what? You know what Willie's like with a bit of writing? Light fingered as anything.
Turns out people do care about the second man who writes King Lear.
Yeah, they really do.
And finally, there was one particularly stupid letter to the editor this week, which was met with the utter contempt that Alice Fraser in that dimension apparently thought it deserved. Dear Alice, and whomsoever answered from your speed dial list today, that's you today, Aditi, thank you for the 15 minutes of daily satire and escapism. You're welcome. In the busy world we live in, I often listen at 1.5 times speed in order to keep up with your output. Your delivery lends itself perfectly to this faster playback. However, sometimes your guests speak quickly in moments of great excitement and mirth. I'm sure you can imagine this can cause auditory confusion in following what's said. Please can you brief your co-hosts on this to avoid future garbled lines? Incidentally, your laugh at 1.5 speed is wonderful. Good luck to you, Christopher. Richard, under the white horse. Richard, thank you so much for this letter. And it breaks my heart to tell you that it's a really stupid letter, insofar as I really appreciate that you listen to the show. But the problem that you are complaining of is a problem entirely of your own creation. Therefore, the solution to your problem is not for me to tell my guests to speak more slowly. It's for you to slow the down and find 15 minutes in your day if you think this is important, which it is. Groundbreaking satirical news coverage of the only and most important dimension is not to be rushed. And in fact, I take your rushing it as a sign of your contempt for my art form.
Can we say a really slow f*** you, Richard? Like a really slow Richard.
And thank you for listening to this roundup episode of The Last Post. Presumably, you have already subscribed to the feed, but if not, then please do so immediately. If you've missed any episodes, there is still time to make it right. They're all right there, all ready for your eager ears to consume. Do tell your friends, put it up on your social media, tell massively famous stars to come on. I'm sure we can write them some jokes. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Avoid Facebook. I don't really use it anymore anyway. It's all conspiracy theorists and, like, boomers trying to sell you a table. Find me also at patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. You can subscribe there for free downloads of all of my specials, except Savage, which is available on Amazon Prime, or free as a podcast. And for all the latest news from everything Alice Fraser in this dimension as well. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producer is Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. Use your Sunday restfully or usefully, and I'll talk to you again on Monday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.